If you happen to be an old geezer like myself, you will remember Johnny Carson. For those who are a bit younger, he was the longtime host of The Tonight Show on NBC for many, many years. Back in his day, they shot the show live at, it was at 11:30 Eastern Time, and then at our part of the world, we came on at 10:30. On December the 19th, 1985, one of the guests who was booked on The Tonight Show was a classical pianist by the name of Horacio Gutierrez. Well, Señor Gutierrez arrived for his performance on The Tonight Show and unfortunately slammed his hand in the door of his car. He was not seriously or permanently injured, but he certainly wasn't going to be playing any Mozart that night. So, when the show was actually on the air, Johnny Carson explained why Horacio Gutierrez was not going to be performing, and he asked his audience, is there anybody here who can play the piano? And if you can, applaud. And of course, there was widespread applause in the audience. And then he said, is there anybody here who has studied piano for more than 5 years? And in the back of a row of the audience, a young man put his hand up, and Johnny Carson invited him up to the stage. His name was David Tolley, and he really was not dressed to be on late night TV. He was wearing a Nike t-shirt and flip-flops and blue jeans. But Johnny Carson basically said, here's the piano, show us what you can do. And he played a very excellent rendition of the song Memories from the musical Cats. You know, I'm sure that when he went to the studio that evening just to be in the audience of The Tonight Show, he had no idea that he was going to be called up to the stage. I was thinking about that story as I was reading our gospel for this morning, which is about people who had no idea they were going to be called out of the audience, so to speak, to be followers of Jesus. Some of them were in the audience of John the Baptist, who was explaining to them that he was there to bear witness, who was one to come afterwards, who was to be the Lamb of God, and so forth. And then Jesus just said, follow me. And they did. Turned out that they performed pretty well, those original apostles, just as that young man did who was called to the piano on The Tonight Show so many years ago. I think that's a lesson that we might be thinking about. You know, at this very moment, Jesus is pointing at every single one of us up here too and saying, follow me. Now, we might be thinking, yeah, but I'm not really the person you're looking for. You know, if I had been in the audience of The Tonight Show that night, I mostly, at that moment, would have been thinking about the fact that I always avoided practicing the piano when my mom was making me take lessons, so I sure wasn't going to be the one who was going to go up there and play Memories from the musical Cats. And we might be thinking, well, you know, being a disciple, that certainly was an important thing way back then when other people were doing it. But, you know, last week we were reflecting on our baptismal covenant, our calling, our being brought out of the world, out of the great mass of people, and we are told we are going to be followers of Jesus. And we've made that commitment, maybe whether we like it or not. So I think just as the disciples did, we need to be asking ourselves, what exactly does it mean to follow Jesus? And it's interesting in the story that he doesn't explain to them what their job description is. He just says, it says that he goes to stay where they are. So that's where we are right now. We are here with Jesus, staying with us for a time. Here, listening to the word and lifting our voices and our hearts in prayer and song, and then receiving the sacrament of the life of God into our own lives, we're staying with him for a time. And then just as the disciples did after his resurrection and ascension, We go out into the world to proclaim him and to serve him and to be his hands and his voice wherever we go. So you're being called out of the audience right now. Think about exactly what you're going to perform on the great stage of God's creation. Amen.